USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boulder police chief says she wants to know why a shooter opened fire and killed 10 people in her community. Police Chief Maris Harrell giving an update today saying the investigation is ongoing into the King Soopers massacre on Monday and admitting police have no motive yet. Regarding charges being filed, Boulder County District Attorney Michael Doherty saying,
the defendant is currently charged with 10 counts of murder in the first degree. He's charged with one count of attempted murder in the first degree. Additional charges of attempted murder in the first degree will be filed in the very near future.
Senator Bernie Sanders is reportedly eyeing some big changes to Medicare. Politico reporting that the Vermont Independent wants to lower Medicare's eligibility age from 65 to 60 or 55. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients is confident that President Biden's new goal of 200 million vaccinations in his first 100 days is feasible.
No one even contemplated reaching this goal a few months ago, but it is now possible because of the aggressive actions we have taken to get more vaccine supply, more vaccinators in the field, and more places for people to get vaccinated.
Zients also calling this a time for optimism, but not relaxation. President Biden referenced cheat sheets detailing key policy points and identities of attending journalists when he conducted his first formal news conference of his presidency on Thursday. Photo taken at the event shows Biden holding a card labeled infrastructure with key statistics and talking points. Biden also seen consulting a sheet that appeared to show the pictures in news outlets of the journalist who attended the news conference. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas doubles the death toll from its deep freeze winter storm.
The death toll from February's winter storm to hit Texas is now reported to be 111. That nearly doubles the original number. Most deaths were associated with hypothermia. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden's first press conference since taking office featured a heavy focus on the border crisis, future of the filibuster, and how and whether he plans to work with Republicans. Regarding illegal immigrant children, Biden saying he would not send illegal immigrant children to the Mexico side of the border so they could starve to death and die. Former Trump administration official Stephen Miller telling Fox News that's not what happened.
What Joe Biden said at that press conference is a detestable lie. It's not just a smear against President Trump. It's a smear against the patriotic border agents who save the lives, who rescue unaccompanied minors and get them safely back home. That was our policy. If you came here as, say, a 15-year-old from Honduras and Border Patrol apprehended you, they would then process you, put you on a chartered flight, paid for by the U.S. government, send you back to your home country, meet up with social services in Honduras, work with our State Department to get you back with your own family.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.